New roads.
Thank you. Welcome along, everybody, to our June meeting. And I'd just like to remind everyone that the meeting is being recorded. In attendance today, as listed, with apologies from Councillor Gore, who requested leave of absence at the last meeting. Public question time. There's no public here, so no questions. Apologies and leave of absence, apart from Councillor Gore. Do I have any requests for leave of absence for the July meeting?
Yeah, right.
Councillor West.
Mr. President. Very important meeting.
That you have to go to in July?
Yeah.
Right. Do I have a mover and a seconder to grant Councillor West's leave of absence for July? Councillor Fran has moved.
I moved it.
Thank you. Councillor Fran has moved. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Cork. All in favour? Carried 6-0. Do I have any other requests for leave of absence for July? Okay, everyone's going to be here apart from Councillor Asprey. Petitions, memorials and deputations. None? Declarations of councillors and officers' interest. Throughout the agenda, no declarations of interest. Confirmation of minutes of the previous meeting. If I can have a mover and a seconder to confirm the minutes. Councillor Miller and Councillor Cork. All in favour? Were there any questions? All in favour? Carried 6. Motions of which notice has been given.
Nothing received.
Receipt of committee minutes or reports and consideration of recommendation. We have the minutes of the Rotorock Ordinary Meeting, which was held on Thursday the 4th of June, to receive. We don't have to move and second them, do we? Can I please have a mover and a seconder that we receive the minutes of the meeting? Councillor Wes, Councillor Fran, any questions?
I think so.
Councillor Fran, any questions? All in favour? Carried 6. Report by the President as circulated on your desk. Just a bit of a rundown following the Rotorock meeting as listed there. And I've just been to 3 meetings for the month. Anyone have any questions?
So is it looking like querying the case to come into Rotorock?
They were invited to. They also presented to Rotorock as well. So they presented to 2.
Yeah.
But it was pretty. Rotorock were pretty keen to have them on board.
Yeah.
So they invited them to give a formal submission.
Yeah.
To. Yeah.
That would be a good thing, wouldn't it? Expanding it.
Yeah, it was seen as being very positive for the group, and in regards, you know, when they did their presentation, a lot of the goals fitted within what Rotorock and the other member shires are trying to achieve.
Yeah, good.
Mm. And, they gave a really great presentation.
Yeah.
And, it was... like the CEO said, it was in line with what the other member councils were.
They always seem pretty proactive querying and what they do.
Mm. No, it's good. And they come to our, well, they were at the zone meeting on Friday, and they come to regional road group meetings, so we cross paths a lot. So we'll see what happens there. Righto. Report by the Chief Executive Officer, as listed. Anything more from you?
No, other than I'll probably just add, councillors, we've sent out the invites for the LGOS golf tournament. Hopefully we'll have those starting to come in shortly. And Emma's been a fantastic assistance for me through that process and certainly eased a lot of the work off my desk. So
that's great. And have you got any entries for that yet? Any entrants?
I know we've certainly got all the LGIS and a few of the sponsors, so, but yeah.
Yeah, right. That's good. When is that? That's in September.
September 3rd and 4th.
Looming up. Okay, well done. Any questions to the CEO? Righto. Delegations exercised as listed. Item 12, notice of motions for the following meeting. None, reports and information. No one's been anywhere that they'd like to report on. Okay. 13.1, monthly schedule of, schedule of accounts paid for May, as listed there in attachment 13.1.1. And we have a recommendation that council acknowledges payments from the municipal fund as included in attachment 13.1.1. I could have a mover and a second. Councillor Wes has moved. Councillor Cork has seconded. Any questions?
No, just Erica, the trust fund, what's that? Is that just...
Well, monies that are held for another organisation or monies in it. So bonds, things like that, are held in there. It's not our money.
Oh, right, yeah. That's the interest or something, is it? Or,
that's 630.
Yeah.
That was a bond being repaid, refunded.
Oh, right, yeah.
Okay. All in favour? Carried. 6. 13.2, statement of financial activity for May, as listed in attachment 13.2.1. And we have a recommendation on page 11. That council accepts the statement of financial activity and associated documentation ending in May 26 as included in 13.2.1. If I could have a mover and a seconder. Councillor Fran has moved. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Mearns. Any questions? All in favour?
It's the $30,000 for Eco.
That was for the flora and fauna survey.
And for
that Yulamini Road.
Just for the Yulamini Road.
Yep.
Nothing more.
How long? Good question. How long did that take? That seems like a.
There's a lot of.
It took months.
Yeah, other information like other departments that they've got to go to, and yeah.
And the only other one I had, $11,000 for hire plant. What was that for?
Idea rent water truck.
Oh, okay.
Go back to that road. It's not like we're putting a new road through. It's just widening it, aren't we?
Where you are, Minnie.
Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, but it was a substantial widening, and because the area contains a lot of trees.
It does.
Yeah.
A lot of dead ones.
Yeah.
So did we pass?
Did we? Yeah.
I'd love to see that $30,000 report. But I'm going to read it, but I'd love to see what that looks
like. Yeah, I haven't seen it. Yeah.
No, yeah. I'll just for my own interest, I'd just like to see what that looks like.
Or did that? Did we pass? Did is it? Was
it's
it
not
approved?
A? It's not a pass or a failure. It's just telling
just
you what's
there. What's
there?
So
that,
yeah.
You know, like whether there's endangered plants, how many trees would have to come out, what would? But yeah, that's what all that's about.
The impact on the
yeah.
the animals that live in the area and
so
yeah.
Well,
just a matter of interest, if that. Because how many kilometres are we talking about there? It's not many, is it?
The original one was a bit longer than what we're going to do now,
yeah,
isn't it?
I think it was
two and a half
to start with, and it's come back to two.
Because it was going to go to 10 metres?
Oh, wide.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gone.
If it had been 5 kilometres or double the distance, what would that report have made? Any idea?
No. Hard to know. Okay, any other questions? Okay, all in favour? Carry? 6-0.
Good question. Well, is this forthcoming with the some details of how they arrived at that?
Item 13.3, fees and charges for 26-27. We have the document there, attachment 13.3.1. We haven't looked at it yet, have we? Oh, everyone else should have looked at it.
Can I make a comment?
Yes.
Just on a couple of them, I had notification yesterday that the building licence fees, which are statutory fees anyway, most of them have gone to 121, not 110. So if we could say that, because the only other ones I don't know if there's going to be any changes to is any of the statutory fees. So I have got the building ones that have been changed.
Any other comments on the fees and charges? I noticed we didn't put a mattress fee in. Were we going to do a mattress
fee? We'll turn around, we'll have a look at it and get it.
Yeah, there's one.
Because we have to do. So this is to charge these fees from the 1st of July.
That's right.
But we have to adopt them again in August when we adopt our budget. So
right.
We can add any more.
We can add, because, yeah, I noticed that the mattress fee that we were talking about putting in there is not in there.
We'll include that next up.
And if you put the tyres in.
Yeah, the tyres are in.
Tyres
were in last year.
But we might.
But that doesn't, like, if they drop them at Harrismith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we were going to look at a mattress fee. So if we could adopt these as is, and then any changes will be adopted with the budget, is that right?
It'll be adopted as amended with the new building fees, and if we can do that, that should be fine.
Yeah, yeah. So the wording here will be a little bit different.
Yeah. So if we just change charges as, instead of being included, as amended.
As amended in attachment 13.3.1. And if I could have a mover and a second of that, please. Councillor West, Councillor Miller. Any questions? No. All happy? All in favour? Carried 6. Equal Opportunity Employment Plan, item 13.4. It's a new review of equal opportunity employment. Equal Employment Opportunity Management Plan for 2025 to 2030. As in the attachments. And the recommendation is that council adopts the Equal Employment Opportunity Management Plan for 25-30. If anyone would like to move and second that, please.
We do have to have a plan.
Councillor Miller has moved the recommendation. Councillor Mann has seconded. Any comment, Mr.
Captain? I probably shouldn't.
I thought it was already our position anyway. The equal opportunities.
We had to have a wide policy
and enforcement.
Anyone against the recommendation? All in favour? Carried 6-0. Camping on property, 13.5. Application to camp at 53 Henry Street, which is a different block of land to the one we had before. This one's up near the school. As read, and a recommendation is on page 17. Are there any questions?
Mr. CEO, got any comments to add to it?
Only thing I'd add, Councillor, with this one, I think as I put in the item, this person has already approached Council in regards to building a shed on the land, and with the future idea of building a house, they've actually only so far given us a concept of the house. But one of the things, we know they are keen to actually build on the property because they were actually searching for the sewerage connection. So one of the things with this is that when we were assessing it, again, we thought this is not just somebody that's going to be camping forever and a day. This is somebody that actually wants to build, but they've got a house to sell prior to being able to construct.
Do they have a? Have they got planning approval and building approval and everything? They got a.
Building approval shouldn't be an issue because it's a residential block. The only thing that was rejected with the planning claim was they wanted to build a shed first,
yeah.
And that was the one we spoke about previously. Our policy doesn't allow a secondary building without a primary.
So have they got the plans for the house though? Obviously, they want to build
only shed. Concept.
Yeah, right. Okay. So given that they've got that,
there is an intention to build.
Yeah. Is there a time frame we have to put on that?
No. The only thing is the permit itself is actually for 2 years. And actually, as we've got there as the bottom clause, the extension to the camping permit will require a building licence to be lodged.
Yeah,
so if they do a building licence, they've got 2 years to build. So
that's right.
Yeah. So we've turned around and tried to encourage that.
So how do they actually dispose of their waste
To start off with, we're looking at an internal cassette system and using the dump point. But as I sort of said, they've actually been engaged the local plumber. They're trying to find where the connection is. So we need to actually assist them with that because it's in an area that it's right at the end of the line. So, and the intention is that once they can actually find that connection, then they'll actually have a toilet block set up to turn around and feed straight into it.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay, if I can have a mover and a seconder for the recommendation on page 17 then, please. Councillor Miller has moved the recommendation as is.
Yes.
Yes. I have a seconder. Councillor Brian, any comments? Any questions? Anyone voting against the recommendation? So all in favour? 6-0. Carried. Community grants 26-27 as listed.
taking one out down the bottom of the creek.
Two.
The two bottom ones have been deemed to be ineligible. So the total of funding for eligible projects being $13,931.87 plus GST. If that recommendation is supported. Information listed there and the guidelines and the recommendation on page 20.
Yeah.
You'd like to move the recommendation as is?
Six, yeah.
Yep. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Fran?
Yes, it's
a second. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. It's all right. Fran was up.
Councillor, any comments? Questions?
No, I think they're pretty straightforward. We're reasonably undersubscribed this year in the last couple of years, I think, haven't we, Ben? So,
yeah,
I can't see any real issues with any of them. So happy to move all of them.
Okay. Councillor Fran?
No, we discussed it and I'm happy about it. Yeah.
Anyone want to speak against the recommendation?
Yeah, I will. I think it should include the seventh one, the Wickham Hotel one. Don't agree with the argument that it's a commercial business. I understand our stance on commercial businesses, but I think this may be a bit of a loophole that we could support them. And it is a community, is used by the community, and as we said, it's undersubscribed, so I would like it to include it as well. So I will be voting against it.
Did you want to move an amendment, Councillor?
Yeah, well, might as well. I'll have a crack at it. If I can move an amendment to include the seventh one, the Wickham Hotel Cooperative's application for $1,720 to be included in the notes.
Okay. Councillor Miller has moved an amendment that we add the excluded application from the Lisbon Hotel. Do I have a seconder for the amendment? No one, no seconder? Okay, the amendment has lapsed due to no seconder. So we would go back to the original recommendation that council allocates $1.16 as community funded. So I'll put to the vote, all in favour? Against?
You can still vote for it if you want. I'll vote for the others. My amendment didn't get up, so that's not bad. Is there any room after the matter to discuss why we might be, because I'm uneasy about, I mean, I can see the reason is that you don't want to open a door for things to flow on. The amount is insignificant. And I support what Guy's saying, but I just worry about it opening a door, that's all, to other things, you know. Am I seeing it the right way, you know, is that like...
That's the main concern, the
officer said. Yes, and that's it. It's not, to me, I'm not supporting what you're saying. I think that's fine. I mean, you look at Dark and they put $750K into that pub to get that going, so we're way behind, but that's, I don't know how much that included, you know, council involvement in that, but I think they're doing, you know, wonderful there, and but yeah, I just think it's unsteady ground to open the door to what could be.
That's right, yeah. So
thank you.
The guidelines of the policy are that the commercial enterprises are not sponsored, I suppose, for want of a better word, and
We've always taken that position.
Even though it said that the Wickerburn Hotel is a community group, it's for a commercial enterprise. So I think that's probably where it gets a little bit confusing. So it's a bit unfortunate, and I realise that the amount isn't a great amount, but it's still for ultimately a commercial enterprise. So, okay, moving on. Confidential reports and information. None. Urgent business. None. With no further business, I'll declare the meeting closed at 3:54. Thank you all very much.